What does the loss of the FMAP funding mean for Kansas?
Well, in Kansas, the FMAP funding would go directly to our general fund, and that does give us some discretion as to where our cuts would take place. Unlike some other states, I think it's unlikely that we would cut our Medicaid program. Cutting Medicaid is anti-stimulative. It loses federal dollars, and so it's really poor public policy. We would be probably more inclined to have to look at cutting education, which is two-thirds of our budget. K-12 education is 50%. That's likely where the cuts would come. And what it specifically means, according to our Department of Education, is that about 3,600 teachers would be laid off.
And what do you make of the fact that Sam Brownback might be the one to handle the budget hole left by FMAP?
Well, I think it gives them a pretty strong incentive to get this fixed. And Congress is now, the Senate is three votes short. Senator Brownback has supported the filibuster that's prevented a vote on the issue, and I've encouraged him to change his position on that, and I hope he will.
Even if the state gets more FMAP money, what problems do you still have in funding Medicaid, and what worries do you have as you leave office?
We fixed our budget problem, so I don't have worries. We cut $1 billion, and then we raised $300 million in revenue through a sales tax. So as long as we receive the FMAP money and our revenues come in as predicted, our budget is balanced, and our budget plan actually extends out very well for the next 5 years.
And as a governor, how do you balance many of your constituents' views on public spending with what you need to fund health care in the state?
My view is that an elected official should do what they think is the right thing and not worry too much about the political implications of it. So when it comes to funding health care, specifically Medicaid, it's very good public policy to spend Medicaid dollars because they are more than matched from the federal government. So even though that spending might at times appear to be unpopular, I don't really let that affect the decisions that I make.
And how far along are you in implementing the state high-risk pool, and how do you think that might help Kansans?
I don't know exactly how far along we are, but I generally support what would happen there, and I think it would help expand the coverage, and so I'm supportive.
And how far along are you in implementing other provisions, like, for example, the exchange?
We have a team that we have assigned that's working with our insurance commissioner and our internal staff and the health policy authority to make sure that we're kind of ahead of the curve on implementing all of these things. At this point in time, I don't know, but I can tell you from the 30,000-foot view that I've instructed all these people that I want Kansas to be in the best position to move forward as possible, so I know they're all working on it.
What is the state doing to address the backlog of people waiting to enroll in Medicaid and CHIP now?
The administrative backlog, just is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a problem in a lot of agencies where through budget cuts we had lost employees, and so simple task about getting people signed up for programs in a variety of areas was falling back. And so I instructed the agencies to let us know how many people they needed to solve that. We included that solution in our 2011 budget, and hopefully we now have it solved.